And now, here's Dr. Audrey Akins with your revelatory word for today.
Our revelatory concept for today is change as a dimension seen in the New Testament. Change appears 5 times in the New Testament, given 5 different ways. But in Philippians 3:20 through 21, we're admonished to look to Jesus. Why? Because he's working in us now. He's changing our bodies now. How? Systematically, step by step. This makes our experience of change a dimension individually. Why? Because it's not the same for all. We're being transformed jointly. We go from being made like unto, to being conformed unto, to being admonished to willingly be transformed or fashioned unto Jesus. This final joint or degree of change, we find the onus on us to achieve it according to our maximum potential. How? By renewing of our minds, washing those minds with His Word. We widen our dimensional knowledge as we get understanding in His Word of truth and light. We're to live it aloud now in this time, despite the haters and the unbelief in this world. This requires change. Our but God is this. Paul prayed we'd experience change as a dimension. He prayed we'd be rooted, grounded in God's love, that we would comprehend the breadth, length, depth, and height His change brings us unto. That is dimensional.
This has been your word for today with Dr. Audrey Akins.